In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. This is our text. This is a hard lesson until it is seen through the eyes of faith. We are to forgive our neighbor his sins, however spiteful, however mean, however often they are repeated. It's so easy to see the hate, the envy, the cunning, the lies, the depravity raging in our neighbor. It's hard to see the same raging in ourselves. But there is one who sees the whole disgusting mess. It's beyond imagination what our God sees. And yet, he is the very one who wants to teach us about mercy toward our neighbor. He is the one so willing to forgive our raging. And he wants us to learn from him about an extraordinarily beautiful part of our faith. That part which makes it possible for us to forgive our neighbor. That neighbor is capable of even the most despicable thought, word, and deed against us. That neighbor is not just outside the walls of the church, and pastors are not spared. In fact, pastors and their families often receive some of the most vicious and hateful personal attacks from members of their flock. But who is sinning? And how ugly the sin has nothing to do with this text. Today's chapel food is about the faithful forgiving others as they have been forgiven. Luther says that we basically have two teachers in this life. One who is blind, but he knows the way to hell. And one who sees everything, but nevertheless teaches the way of mercy and forgiveness. As the baptized, we learn our daily lessons from the one who sees clearly the right path for his sheep. Oh, it's a rugged path. But then he does not ask us to travel where he himself has not gone. From the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them." The baptized often stumble as if blind because the blind one is always at them. But the realm of mercy is their true home. They were brought there with water and words at the font. And they are richly fed there with the best bread and wine. Faith nourished by the means of grace makes it possible for us to forgive 70 times 7. Christ in us makes it possible for us to leave no sin unforgiven. If the unthinkable happened and someone murdered our child, we are to forgive. All reason would shout, no! But Christ in us would say, yes, my child, and he would make it possible. Our Father stands ready to forgive not only our neighbor's horrible sin against us, but our whole lifetime of sinning. He wants to put sins as far away from the repentant as the east is from the west. And that is exactly what our gracious Heavenly Father has done for us, even though we were responsible for his son's death. How often this text is misunderstood. It's sad how many believe that forgiving one's neighbor is a good work that merits God's forgiveness in return. It's not our work that allows us to receive forgiveness. We don't do it. We can't do it. Our faith does it. It is the heart of forgiveness, which is ours by faith, that our Lord wants to see in us, and he wants us to see it in ourselves as a living proof of what he has given us and what he enables us to do. That forgiving heart then receives forgiveness. So day by day, we go on in forgiveness given and received. Without a doubt, this is the beautiful center of the whole baptismal life. In the giving and the receiving, there is ongoing refreshment, confirmation, healing, and strength that sets everything right as we travel the rugged path with the blind one at our back. Everything is right because the one who can see clearly is before us. And at every moment of every day in this troubled life, he is there, ready to forgive us freely. And thanks be to God, we have the power to do the same with our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.